got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask." I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, "But you didn't seek." I tried to come into God's presence. I tried all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, "My child, you didn't knock." I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. I've had this cross-stitch picture on my wall since 1998, and it's a reminder to start each day in prayer. Another one is, "A day hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel." And this one reminds me to pray morning and night. My name is Judy Shepherd. I'm a retired associate member of the North Alabama Conference. Jeremiah 29:11 is a well-known passage. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Well, this passage is in all the passages for this week. Jeremiah, who is also called the Weeping Prophet, is in Jerusalem, and he writes a letter to the surviving elders among the exiles in Babylon. So, what is a prophet? An agitator? But it's a bit more palatable put, as Jan Chittister says in her new book, The Time Is Now. She says, "A prophet is 1, faithful and forever endures. 2, a prophet does more than denounce evil, but has a vision for change and sees the new normal. And 3, a prophet trusts in the grace of holy audacity, which is that prophetic movement of the Spirit of God within each of us." You see, a prophet has the obligation to tell the truth and tell it with boldness. A prophet doesn't judge, does not despair, but proclaims the gospel truth and is not silent through fear. Chittister goes on to say that prophecy is nothing more than Christianity at its best. We all need to speak up, a word of God in behalf of justice, peace, the poor. And what we hope as prophets is that others will have a better life because of us prophets. We know nothing ever stays the same, especially after the prophet rises up and declares the truth of his or her soul. Life is not easy as a prophet because people like to take the easy way out, don't they? So listen again to this passage in Jeremiah as he reminds the exiles what God says in the start of this section, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. And I'm reading from the New International Version. This is what the Lord says. "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord. This section is called God's Gracious Promise. And what we are reminded is restoration comes when, and only when, we seek God with our whole heart. These exiles are being reminded that just because they are away from Jerusalem is no reason not to seek God. No, God is not in a place. For them, it was Jerusalem. For us today, it's a church building. But God is in each and every one of us, and we need to seek God with our whole heart. Now, this letter Jeremiah wrote reminds me of those letters that Paul writes to the people in the New Testament times. Jeremiah assures the exiles God hasn't forgotten them, just as Paul reminds the people of matters of faith. And Jeremiah, like Paul, urges the people to go through that self-examination process. Are we to judge Babylonians? Jeremiah asks. No, but pray for them. Yikes! Self-examination is a powerful spiritual discipline we all should take part in, shouldn't we? The process of self-examination is very important to our Christian journey. In case you don't know, there is a group-led examine on Wednesday nights at 8:30 on Google Meet. Contact Lynn Cosby for more information about this. But I can tell you, there is something very special about meeting together and going through that process with others. We are reminded and remember that God created us for community, not to live life in solo. So we're called to be prophetic? Does that intimidate or scare you just like it does me? Well, for me, my answer is to take this to the Lord in prayer. I find that there are many things to be learned and experienced in prayer, and with fervent prayer, that consistent and ongoing prayer, I find a true confidence that my God is there with me, a very presence to walk with me. I've learned that my prayer is not for God, but it's for me. It changes how I act. It changes how I think. And it changes how I have learned that nobody is really an enemy, but something that is conjured up in my head. And through studying the Enneagram, I find that we all respond differently. But you and I are not the judge and jury to say for God what God sees or says. Seeking God with your whole heart is another way of describing prayer. And if we pray for those we don't agree with, it changes our attitude towards them. You see, only God knows the future and is committed to redemption of God's people. God deals with all people, and not you or me do so. We need to leave that work to God. I woke up early this morning and I paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. May you find that time to pray and seek God as well, because we know that God does have a plan for us, to prosper us, not harm us, to give us hope and a future, and to remind us that when we come and pray to Him, He listens to us. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.